We are Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Lance Show. And it's time for our Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce report. Today we announced the Large Business Leadership Award winner for 2016, and it is Silver Maples of Chelsea. Bob Pierce with us from the Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce. Talk about this award and how important it is.
Well, good morning, Lucy Ann. You know, this is the most important award that the Chamber gives every year. And we have so many wonderful businesses in town, but the large business, I think we've only given that 14 times, maybe 15.
Oh, really?
And so it just shows how special that award is for our businesses.
We welcome in today Christina Kim, Director of Marketing and Sales at Silver Maples. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
And a woman who's familiar to Chelsea residents in a different capacity. For the last year, she has been the Executive Director and CEO of Silver Maples of Chelsea, Julie Deppner. And Julie, tell everyone what you did prior to this job.
Good morning, Lucy Ann. I was a former assistant superintendent with the Chelsea School District, a longtime teacher within the Chelsea School District, former high school principal. So I spent the last 21 years in education in the Chelsea School District.
Why did you decide to make that transition from education to senior care and housing?
You know, it's interesting how similar a Silver Maple specifically is to actually kind of running a high school. I love that it was an opportunity for me to stay local, stay in the Chelsea community, and just serve the residents of Chelsea in a different capacity. Just the opportunity presented itself, and it was just a great timing for me to make a leap into a whole new career, and it's just been so rewarding so far.
And to have that institutional knowledge of the community speaks volumes. It's wonderful that you know the community really from the young
exactly
to the very old now.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I see a lot of parents of former students now at Silver Maples who are children of their parents who reside at Silver Maples. So it's nice to make those connections.
Well, and that description describes exactly why we've seen such a growth in senior care. Tell us a little bit, Christina, about the history behind Silver Maples.
So Silver Maples, the first residents moved in 1997. So this year is especially special for us because we're celebrating 20 years. So that's awesome. But I think there's just been continual growth in the community, starting with the independent and assisted living apartments. And then we added some independent villas, added more independent living apartments, and then added some additional common spaces for the residents and families to enjoy. And so it's been really great to see all that growth and just how we keep kind of enriching the community for the seniors.
And tell everyone where the property is located.
We're at 100 Silver Maples Drive in Chelsea, right next to the hospital.
Which is a great connection, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people that are moving to the area really love how walkable the community of Chelsea is. And having a fantastic health system right next door is ideal. So it allows our seniors to continue to drive if they choose to do so and know that health services are right next door.
Julie, what makes Silver Maples stand out from other senior living communities?
Well, one of the things I think, and I related it a little bit to the size of Chelsea High School, is the size is ideal. So with 152 residential options, we know every resident by name. The staff knows them. So there's this real special culture there of feeling like home and feeling like family. But we're also large enough to have so many amenities and activities for our residents. So I think the size just makes it really ideal for those relationships and amenities.
I'm a baby boomer, obviously, and I can't tell you how many of my friends are right now either dealing with parents and trying to figure out what the next step in their life is going to be, or I actually have some friends around my age who also are going through different kinds of health issues who are looking at making that transition as well. How does one decide independent versus assisted living and all the other options?
I think it's hard to really know, and we're by no means expecting someone to know. I think sometimes it's just, usually it's a health event or something's happened in their life where they're starting to investigate. And, you know, we've always said, come talk to us. We want to hear from you. Tell us what's going on. Start the conversation. Start it early. It doesn't mean that you have to move tomorrow. It could be a year or even, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road. But we just want to help you understand what's available, so that you can figure out when is the right time to make that move.
And I think, too, those that like to stay in their homes, you've got that option of it really is a home setting. And there's a lot to be said for, I think, cleaning out that home of 50 years. We just did our family home and sold it last year. And to have that taken care of before it becomes a necessity, it just was a huge weight off our shoulders. And it meant a lot to have our father, who later passed away late last year, to be part of that process. So I think people need to know it's doable. You don't fear that.
Right. And it's funny. I think it's a big hurdle. I think at any age, change is hard. And I think it's human nature to wait until something occurs to really force your hand a little bit to make that move. And, you know, we want to empower people to just think beyond the here and now and think about the future, and not about how things will change, but how they can change in a really good way and enhance mm-hmm. your life. It's amazing to hear from residents and even their family say the best decision they ever made was moving to Silver Maples, that they're just more vibrant and they're just connected and they're just doing way more than they were doing in their own homes. And that's awesome.
And the independent residential villas are probably much more suited to seniors than perhaps the home that they raised their family in, right?
Absolutely, because it's just, you know, you've got the wider doorways. You've got everything on one level. We find that sometimes people may be struggling in that independent living home that they don't want to leave. And once they do make that move, they see that they can actually do even more for themselves in a setting that's appropriate for them.
And then there's the independent residential apartments as well. Same kind of thing where it's all laid out in a way that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they're indoors. So in the winter, we have residents that say, you know, it's so nice that the apartments that are inside, you know, if they don't want to leave their home, they don't have to. Dinner is ready. There's lots of available activities for them and all within their warm, comfy, you know, environment.
So independent means what as far as amenities included, or are there different levels of those amenities that you can purchase?
Okay. There's definitely different levels. The independent villas are larger homes, the most independent option that we have. So they have 10 meals a month and, you know, it's maintenance free and it allows people to be part of a greater community, or we like to refer to as a retirement neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
Because we're within the Chelsea area. The apartments have a few more amenities. They have 20 meals a month. We do some housekeeping, and it's just being inside and making it easy and accessible to get to things without putting on a coat and jumping in your car. They can kind of really do a lot without leaving the community if that's what they desire to do.
And then there's the Meadows apartments. That's the assisted living apartments?
That's correct.
Okay, and so what would that life be like?
That's a wide range of services in the assisted living. We attract a lot of very high-functioning assisted living folks that maybe it's a little bit of a struggle to be in an independent setting, and they really benefit from the additional support of 3 meals a day, help with medication, just some cueing if needed. So, again, it allows people to be very independent, making choices on what they want to do every day and just living their life and knowing that support is there when they need it.
And you also have short stays, which is respite care, and that's the Meadows residence. So would that include rehab and other kinds of things that people often need when they get out of the hospital?
It's not rehab, and a lot of people confuse that. It's actually after rehab. So if someone has done a rehab stay and they're not quite able to return home, especially if they're living alone, the short stays is one of my favorite programs because it just allows that additional support to get them stronger to return home. We also have a couple of individuals that have stayed with us several times a year because their plan is living at home with their children. And that's great.
Oh.
They use us on short stays for maybe a week or even a month while family's traveling. What's cool about that is that they know us well, the individual knows us well, and the family knows us well. And so it just really works out great for everyone.
Okay, so for instance, if you were in a hospital and you go into a rehab setting, there's only a certain amount of time that Medicare or Medicaid will pay for that.
That's correct.
Okay, and then you might not be quite ready to go back home. You could use this as an option, this respite care through Silver Maples.
Absolutely. We've had people. We had a lady that she lived alone. She hurt her shoulder. Had a hard time getting dressed and living alone would be difficult. She stayed with us for about a month and a half and then returned home. Now, do we hope that she returns to our community later? Yes, absolutely. She had an opportunity to experience what life is like mm-hmm. at Silver Maples, and oftentimes people do kind of come back when the time is right.
That's nice. You don't have to have come from a hospital setting to use that, though.
No, not at all. Like I said, we have some people that they live with their adult children, and that's their plan, mm-hmm. and they have no really desire to move into a community long term. They use our short stays program as an option for when their family is traveling, or they have meetings or appointments. They'll come and stay with us for a minimum stay is a week, could be as long as several months. It just kind of depends.
Well, you provide retirement living options, wonderful ones, and services to seniors in Chelsea and our surrounding area. We're talking about Silver Maples of Chelsea. And with us today, Christina Kim, who you just heard, Director of Marketing and Sales. Julie Deppner, she is Executive Director and CEO. And this is a locally owned, not-for-profit senior living community. And tell us about that distinction, if you would, as far as, in particular, payment plans and how that works with your community.
Well, first of all, Silver Maples was actually a partnership with UMRC, United Methodist Retirement Communities, and the Chelsea Hospital back in the late 90s. Since the time where the Chelsea Hospital has now become St. Joe, the Five Healthy Towns organization kind of took on that partnership. So we currently have a 50-50 partnership with UMRC and Five Healthy Towns. And as a not-for-profit organization, that allows us opportunities to really give back to the Chelsea community, and so it's really nice to have that relationship within the community. It also allows us to help control our costs. Our residents have a lot of input on, for example, sometimes the budgeting process, or you know how we prioritize some of our projects in our neighborhood. So there's a lot of resident input there as well.
I want to talk about pricing in just a moment, but Bob, to Julie's point on the collaboration they do in the community, and they host a lot of events, service clubs, mm-hmm. organizations, the Adult Learners Institute, artists and musicians. It really is a neighborhood.
Yeah, it really is. I was sitting here listening to Christina describe all of the amenities and the services for seniors. And when we come in as a community member for an event, this is a vibrant place. It's just very lively, and they open their arms. We've had many chamber events there. We've had our luncheons there, fun events as well as the educational events. And it really is part of Chelsea. It isn't some isolated community there. It's very, very well connected.
Well, it certainly is a great option for those who need it, and that's going to be all of us one day, mm-hmm. from what I can tell out there. Silver Maples of Chelsea. If you go online to silvermaples.org, and if you click on accommodations, you can see the various options that we were talking about. You can actually take a tour, and there's a pricing sheet you can download. But can you give everyone an idea of how are people paying for this today?
Sure. So the assisted living is just monthly fees that they're paying. The independent options, our financial structure is an entry fee that's refundable based on the contract option that they choose, and then they do pay a monthly fee on top of that. A lot of our residents really appreciate that structure because they feel like they're investing in the retirement neighborhood. They know that as a nonprofit, we're investing back in Silver Maples. We're investing back in the community of Chelsea. It's really interesting, Bob, when you said that. We've got a lot of people that they're not just moving to Silver Maples. They are really checking out the community of Chelsea when mm-hmm. they're doing their tour. And we encourage them, drive around, check out, you know, the area and what's available, because a lot of them are moving in town, maybe from out of state because their children are in the area. So they really want to see the community that they're going to be involved in. So it's kind of a neat thing. And that's really why we changed our name to a retirement neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. The investment, is that for the residential villas and the residential apartments?
That's correct.
Okay.
So the entry fee is for the independent options.
And can you give us an example of what that might be like and how that refund occurs?
So there are three different contract options, a 90% refundable option, 50% refundable, or a zero non-refundable option. And the fees kind of change depending on whichever option.
So zero would be less than a 90%. And the refund happens at the end?
Yep. When they're closing their contract and moving out for whatever reason, that's when the refund would be given back to them.
And so if they passed, it would go to their estate,
mm-hmm.
or however they've constructed that.
Yep, and they can tell us how they want that to be handled. It can go to a trust, their estate. They can give it, you know, say divide it evenly amongst my three kids. So they tell us exactly how they want that handled.
And in the meantime, you're able to use those funds to invest and to use the interest, et cetera, on the properties, correct?
Okay. We've had a lot of families will say, you know, it was so nice I didn't have to worry about putting my parents' home up for sale. You know, there's no real estate fees at that point. They know what the refundable amount is going to be, and at that time, it's just refunded. So,
well, so many people are worried about using their investments to do something like this, but this really allows them the option of still have investments, actually.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some people are selling their home and using the funds from that sale and kind of plugging it in at Silver Maples.
Mm-hmm.
But Julie is absolutely correct. We've had a handful of people that have moved out to move to other states to be closer to children elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They've, you know, transferred jobs, and they give us 90 days notice and they're free to go, and they can take those funds and put them in somewhere else. So it really allows a lot of flexibility.
And then a monthly for the villa would be?
It's around, you know, can be anywhere from about $3,500 to $4,000, depending on single couple.
Is that considered a rental then, or do they own that villa?
It is more of a rental. There's an investment. The entry fee is an investment in the the villa, and then they're just paying the monthly fee for those services.
Okay. And then for the Maples Apartments, the independent residential apartment, approximate monthly?
Yeah, that can be anywhere from about $2,500. Again, can be up to $4,000, depending on if it's a single or a couple.
And remember, we're talking about meals. We're talking about housekeeping, right?
Uh-huh. Right. And so we challenge people, you know, when you look at the numbers, you know, it can be shocking at first. But really, we have a nice kind of comparison to say, no, go home and look at what are you paying for meals and housekeeping and lawn care and all these extra things, you're going to get a lot closer than you think.
If someone has purchased long-term care in their life, which I urge all young people to get it now.
Absolutely.
If you're even up to your 50s, I mean, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use that on the assisted living apartments? Can you use it on the independent?
You can only use it on the assisted living.
Okay.
When we hear people have long-term care insurance, that's great. We love hearing that, because what that does is that take some of the financial burden out of the question of where do you want to go.
Right.
And that's what we always talk to people about. If you have that, and if you don't have it, you should get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that, it really helps make your choices a little bit easier, that the financial part is not dictating where you're wanting to go.
And let's make this clear. Insurance doesn't cover any of this, right?
Right.
Doesn't cover respite care?
No.
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 Okay.
It's all private pay.
All right. And these are conversations we need to have. You were in high school. You were a teacher. You,
exactly.
You know, this is the kind of thing I think we have to teach young people so they understand the value of these kinds of things when it comes time to make these determinations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In my new role here, it certainly has, I've had a great education myself. And it's been nice for my family and I to start having some conversations as well.
Wonderful. Well, great to see the growth at Silver Maples and all that you offer the community. Silver Maples is the Large Business Leadership Award winner from the Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce this year, and I can see why, Bob.
It's so deserving, and it's just a great, great, you know, community and a great business.
What does the future hold for your properties, and where would you like to take Silver Maples, Julie?
Yeah, great question. You know, right now, we do have, a wait list for all of our villas, and really for our other independent living apartments as well.
Wow.
Our occupancy is very high. And, so that's very exciting for us. We are looking for opportunities for growth, especially in the independent living villas and apartments. We see those as areas of great need, especially within the Chelsea community.
Do you have property that you could,
We do. We have some property that's located on Old US 12 that we're looking into as a possible expansion. It's not contiguous to our current property, so we're kind of working with the hospital and some other organizations to find some locations that we can do some potential expansion.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting.
And if you had to guess, how many years out would that be?
You know, we're really looking at a kind of a 1 to 3 year plan here, because the need is there, for residents in our community and in the greater Washtenaw area, for senior living, and we want to be able to provide opportunities.
It is indeed. That wait list, how long conceivably, if someone gets on it, do you have to wait?
The villas are, you know, it can be long, because we only have 17 villas, so they're in high demand. So it can be 2 or 3 years. So if a villa is something that you're looking to move into, definitely come talk to us right away. Get on the wait list. There's a lot of perks to the wait list too, where we invite you to come in and have dinner with us, with our residents, once a month.
Oh, wow.
We want people to get connected with the community before they move in.
Right.
We also offer a really great VIP program where they can come and stay for a couple of nights. Again, meeting with our residents, dining with them, asking questions, seeing what the community is like on a daily basis when it's crazy busy with activity and when it's maybe a little bit slower of a day, I think really helps answer questions of, is this community the right fit for mm-hmm. me? And so the apartment list, you know, we do have a wait list. It's really more about what size of apartment. We've got 9 different floor plans.
Oh,
so
nice.
We try to help people figure out what's the perfect size that you're looking to move into. So that wait list, it can, you know, you might be able to move right in and you might be up to a year. It just depends.
All right. Smart marketing, though, having people come in while they're on that wait list and experience mm-hmm. it.
It's been the best program. We started it in 2008 when the market was a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of apartments to fill, and we've never gotten rid of it. It's been a great, we allow our residents to rent it for family members that are coming in town, and then we use it marketing wise, and it's a great program. People love coming to stay for a couple nights.
Beautiful. It's Silver Maples of Chelsea, and certainly a wonderful senior residence neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online to silvermaples.org and learn more. Great talking today with Christina Kim, Director of Marketing and Sales, and Julie Deppner, the Executive Director and CEO. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pierce, Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce, true gem in your community, Silver Maples.
Absolutely. And Julie just recently joined our board. We've had the CEO of Silver Maples on our board for the last 14, 15 years. So
that's great.
Very involved.
Well, and congratulations for the Large Business Leadership Award.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.